Rock College!
Hi, I'm Jim Kerr from Simple Minds, and I'm going to be talking about one of the main events within the career of Simple Minds, and indeed my own career. And I've chosen a meeting that took place in Edinburgh in March 1988, when none other than Jerry Dammers, who many people will know from The Specials, a.k.a. took it upon himself to visit our then Edinburgh office, Simple Minds office. And the appointment was all about a rather loose brainwave that Jerry had, where he was kind of fronting the British anti-apartheid movements. It was a last push, really, to try and convince the UK government at the time to essentially stop their support for the apartheid movement. And I guess on the back of Live Aid and concerts like that, the anti-apartheid movement had been on Jerry's case about organising a concert on a large scale. There had been many Rock Against Racisms and anti-apartheid concerts, but they were really looking to put something on a large scale. And Jerry came up to Edinburgh saying, I want to put on a concert, Wembley Stadium, to celebrate, on one hand, Nelson Mandela's birthday, but also the fact that he's been incarcerated for 25 years, and to call for the freedom of Mandela and indeed the end of the British government's support for apartheid in South Africa. And it didn't take a long time to convince us. I mean, our own history with the anti-apartheid movement goes back. Glasgow, the city that Simple Minds are from, had long been a hotbed for the anti-apartheid movement. So we grew up with that kind of background. But it took someone like Jerry, with his own song, Free Nelson Mandela, and indeed his own commitment, to talk us into putting, I guess at that time, some of our own spotlight into the cause. And indeed, as I say, it probably took minutes to convince us. But Jerry maintains that once he had us on board, then he could go to Dire Straits and Whitney Houston and some of the other chart toppers at that time. And lo and behold, some 4 or 5 months later, indeed, the concert took place. And I'm convinced it was a roaring success, because wherever I go in the world now, people still ask me about it. And you could never, you know, measure to what effect the concert had, but it probably made those last few swithering politicians in the government think that, no, this is not on, and Britain has to pull out of its support for the apartheid movement. So looking back now, you know, as Simple Minds, we're blessed. We've had a fantastic career, more than we could ever dream of. But I'll always be glad that we took part in that event. And I'll always be glad that meeting Jerry led to that. And I guess the memento, the song that we have that will always remind us of that day, is a song that we wrote for the occasion. And it was called Mandela Day.